With California Ag Today, I'm Tim Hammerich. Unfortunately, California has a lot of experience in dealing with drought. While this is not new to the state, what has changed in recent years are temperatures, which can have a big impact on how we manage our water resources. Dr. Safiq Khan is a water and watershed sciences extension specialist with the University of California Ag and Natural Resources.
With a warmer climate, what is happening is actually the precipitation phase itself is shifting from snow to rain. So we are getting a lot more rain. All the precipitation is falling as rain. So what is happening is, you know, all that water is actually, you know, hitting the creek and the stream and, you know, flowing down the stream. So it's not being held in any type of storage. So that's one thing that has changed, right? So our capacity to store water has shifted drastically.
Khan adds that not only do these changing temperatures affect how much water we can capture, but also the amount of water that we lose, even if it is captured due to evaporation.
Because of the warmer temperature, the atmosphere itself, you know, it's warmer, right? So the hot air can hold a lot more water, right? So the natural vegetation and evaporation from the water surfaces, be it lake or reservoirs, whatever, all of those things are increasing.
Be sure to tune into tomorrow's report for more on the current water situation. This has been your California Ag Today report. I'm Tim Hammerich. For more information, visit aginfo.net.